Joining us now from About Golf, it's Ken Reynolds. Ken, welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. So if people are not familiar with the company name of About Golf, kind of give us a little quick commercial about the company, and then we'll get into all of the different offerings.
Absolutely. About Golf, we are the producers of the PGA Tour simulators. We're the exclusive simulator provider for the Golf Channel. We have over 25 years experience with golf software and simulation industry. We have, everything we do is custom made. Things that differentiate us is the way that we track the ball. Everything is produced in-house from our course replication. We are 100% custom from sizing. So whether it's doing an indoor golf center or whether it's doing residential, putting it in your living room or your man cave, we can work with your team to do all of that. All of our courses are as I said, produced right by our team. So you're getting definitely a unique experience with that. We've got a full multimedia platform as well, which allows you to, beyond golf, experience, your simulator with television, movies, videos, and things of that nature.
Yeah, so this isn't just, setting something up for you to, pound balls into a screen. This is basically for a lot of different uses, whether it's residential, retail, indoor golf centers, country clubs, games for kids. This is a little bit of everything, isn't it?
Absolutely. Our focus will always be golf, but, we do listen to the industry and the amount of people in their homes and in country clubs and golf centers that want to utilize these things for other uses. Our team has provided that. So as opposed to them trying to figure it out on their own, our development team will create that experience for you.
So do you find that it is, when you're doing the research and you're developing the technology and even the hardware of this, is it more game or is it more practice tool?
It's both. We want you to be able to do game improvement while having fun and vice versa. We've got within the golf game, we've got over 1,400 contests and challenges that you can do, from unique closest to the pin contest, which bring trees and bushes into play, putting games. We want you to be able to work on your game as opposed to just playing stroke play and just go out, hit balls on a range. We want you to have fun with it as well.
Yeah, and so tell me a little bit about this industry. Where has it come even in just the last 5 years, not only in terms of offerings, but in terms of the technology? And then kind of give me a feel for where this is going. How close are we getting to, this being absolutely mimicking what the golf ball is going to do?
It's getting close. The thing that we will never do is we'll never replace the experience outdoors. That's, especially our company, that's not our focus. Our focus is for you to be able to have fun and work on your game when you can't be, on the green grass. I'm located in upstate New York, so the courses close October, November, a little late this year. They won't reopen until April. So, people want to get that fix in, whether it's playing winter leagues and stuff like that. So the industry has come a tremendous way. I started in this industry in 2003 with an indoor golf center with 5 simulators and a bar and grill. And from where it's gone then to now is amazing. Just the tracking technology, the accuracy, the reliability, how robust the systems are, the graphics, the experience within the game, the versatility, it's unbelievable, especially what About Golf has done. We are a software and technology company that, happen to be golf. So we started in the 90s as a golf software company working, Microsoft Golf and stuff like that. But we've evolved to focus strictly on, golf simulators. And so it's amazing to see where this has gone from. If you visit our website, you can kind of see that, we have the traditional flat screen model, but then we also have what's called our AG curve. And that is a full panoramic screen that will wrap around you, that will, completely immerse you into the golf course or the game that you're playing. We can do over a 180-degree arc around you. If you want to create that ultimate man cave, this thing is the tool to do it.
All right, Ken, I think you should just incorporate, you know, like the misters you see at restaurants and go ahead and give me, you know, playing in rain or fog or something like that. I mean, that can't be too hard, can it?
That we do it in the game. We haven't done it in the actual, you know, in our world. We've done it in the adult golf world, but yeah, to get people drenched at the restaurant is kind of hard.
Yeah, well, Mark, don't worry. There's no shortage of people willing to throw water at you anytime you're out in public. I am curious, though, when you talk about this as a social experiment and the user experience and the interface, and this is going to sound like I'm trying to be funny and I'm not, but, you know, let's say you're a couple of drinks in. Can you still manage the technology?
You can. It is very user-friendly. You know, the interface that we've created is a lot of times you don't even have to touch the touch screen or anything like that. But, you know, you bring up a good point where, you know, you're sitting there with your buddies playing golf and, yeah, you've had, you know, a couple beers. You'll see it within the game. So, you know, people usually dial it back. You know, they'll switch to water. But you'll find that, you know, it's very user-friendly. But when people come in to play these things, they're, you know, they're focusing on the golf and they might have a couple beers, you know, in the commercial setting. It's a, you know, in situations like that, you might switch over to a simple contest or, you know, the driving range.
Again, so we're talking to Ken Reynolds from About Golf, and, you know, I know that these are all a lot of custom solutions, but what, you know, talk to me about from the residential standpoint. I mean, what's kind of the low end entry point? And then obviously you can go up to whatever, but kind of give me a feel for if somebody's looking to put something like this into a man cave or, you know, they've got like four kids and they want to have some fun. What kind of entry level are we talking about?
You can get in, you know, our systems will start in the low 40s and go from there. You know, as I say, everything is customized. So we'll customize what software packages you want. You know, you might add courses as you go along, but, you know, within that price point, you'll get customization. You know, we're going to work with, contractors, architects, business companies, home integration, to build this thing and to make kind of that ultimate solution.
So if you, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, go right ahead.
Well, I was curious about that. I mean, the price point is what it is, and if there's an opportunity to monetize it, could you see, like, a tennis club, for example, putting this in and having it as an offering to expand what they offer their members? And you know, it's a chargeable commodity, or a big gym or a YMCA or a cigar club. Could you see it go that way so that somebody could add golf to an existing offering?
Absolutely. We do a lot of that as it is. You know, probably one of the more popular things that we install this in an athletic club is a racquetball court or a squash court. You know, it's a perfect size room for the simulator itself, and then also ample room for that social experience. So the simulators themselves will average out to be around, you know, 15 to 16 feet wide, about 11, 10 and a half to 11 feet tall, and about 18 to 20 feet deep. And that's just for the simulator space itself. But then you want to kind of take into account that social space out front for tables and chairs, couches, whatnot. So a racquetball court and, you know, the sports clubs, we do a lot of those types of applications. The cigar bars, absolutely. You know, we do a lot of things with private clubs where it is a 24-hour access club that people will create. You swipe a card, you go in. They might have, you know, three or four simulators. You do an online tea time, little kitchenette, and you've got that private club experience, you know, at any time.
Yeah, I mean, so from a perspective of, let's just say, playing a course, playing a round of golf, I mean, how easy is it for a foursome to set this up and to be able to manage going through and playing a round of golf with four people? Kind of give me a feel for that.
Very simple. It will take the first time you play four people, it'll take 4 hours to play 18 holes. You know, it takes getting used to just, you know, being in the, you know, swinging indoors and you know, getting used to it. As you get better, you know, that time will come down. The first time you go in, we always recommend, just on a safety level, the operator to always give kind of that tutorial on how to use it. You want to make sure people are being conscious as to where they're swinging your clubs. People typically aren't used to swinging golf clubs indoors, and we want to make sure that, you know, clubs are only swung in certain areas. You know, you are hitting real golf balls. So on a safety level, you just want to make sure as the operator that people understand where and where not to, you know, stand and swing. But, you know, by the end of the first hole, they've got it, and they're off.
Are we ever going to get to the point where the technology allows us to – I'm going to go way out on a limb here.
Uh-oh.
Allow us to play a round of golf and actually turn it in as an official score. Is that ever going to happen?
I hope so. We're getting closer in kind of incorporating the real world with the indoor golf world. You know, About Golf is recognized with the hole-in-one companies. So the hole-in-one insurance, you know, they're recognizing it. We hope to see that, you know, and again, it's something where it'll never be, you know, probably intertwined, but to, you know, have that recognition of the indoor golf world, absolutely. You know, that would be a fantastic goal.
So when you say recognized by hole-in-one insurance companies, so theoretically at a golf tournament, you could have a simulator set up and have a contest and where everybody gets a shot on the same exact hole under the same exact conditions. And if somebody gets a hole-in-one, the insurance company is covering that.
You got it.
So it could be whether it's at a golf course, whether it's at a restaurant, no matter where it is, they're covering that.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, man.
They do have their you know, their requirements just like they do outdoors. But it is very simple to do, and, you know, they've been recognizing, and I'm sure they recognize other technologies as well, but, you know, the big hole-in-one insurance companies have been recognizing About Golf for years on its, you know, reliability, its accuracy. So that was great to see.
Yeah, you know, what's next in this industry? I mean, obviously from a perspective of not just, you know, instruction and golf and, you know, having video and recording swings and doing all this kind of stuff. I mean, where do you guys go next? I mean, I know you're always tinkering around, but, you know, is there more room? I mean, I know we just talked about going to having scores count, but is there room for other things to be accomplished in this industry?
Absolutely. You know, where the general world of technology goes, we want to keep up with that as well. You know, where we take it, you know, that's the role for the smart guys and the development and what's capable. But we do have some really neat things that are coming. You know, we hope to be releasing some stuff at the PGA show. But yeah, there's always room to grow from, you know, keeping up with the latest graphics on the courses, always fine-tuning the tracking technology, making that actual physical experience within the room, you know, more and more in-depth, you know, more and more immersive. So we're always working on things like that. But, you know, when you look at the consumer market of where technology is going, we're going to be right there on the coattails, you know, keeping up with it.
Oh, so you're telling me you're holding out on me for stuff that you're releasing at the merchandise show, huh?
100%.
Well, I guess I'll have to swing by while I'm down there. So,
absolutely.
But, you know, I mean, I guess the only other thing, too, is that as the technology progresses and technology becomes more available, and obviously prices may continue to go down, but that allows you to offer more things for, you know, for the same price, I guess, at some point.
For sure.
Well, awesome, man. Well, I appreciate you hopping on with us. And like I said, I'm going to definitely swing by you guys and find out what's going on down at the merchandise show. But I think it's a great tool, not only for just the golf game, but, to, you know, for everything. I mean, I am already sitting here thinking, going, wow, you know, hole-in-one insurance for something that's not on a golf course. I see a lot of opportunities for charities to be able to partake in, you know, million-dollar shootouts and stuff like that.
Absolutely. And with our, you know, with our partnership with the Golf Channel and the PGA Tour, you know, we're always doing things like that. You know, it's you know, that's one big thing with our market that we can do.
All right. Well, Ken, thanks for coming on this morning. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.